You know, our guys are really excited about getting a chance to play this week. I'm really proud of how everybody in our organization has really stuck together, trying to figure out a way for us to improve daily. And kids have had a great attitude along with the staff, and we're excited about this week. We got a tremendous challenge going on the road, playing South Carolina. You know, I'm very familiar with their staff. You know, Coach Muschamp has done an outstanding job there, does a very good job on defense, hired Mike Bobo to be his offensive coordinator, a guy that I've worked with before, who I feel like is one of the best offensive minds in all of football. So it'll be a tremendous challenge on both sides of the ball. And then you throw in special teams, which for us is probably been a really huge point of emphasis, just with the fact that we've had so many guys that have not been able to participate in practice, and we've had to bounce guys around. So got a lot of work we've got to get done this week. We've got to continue to build and try to create momentum headed into Saturday's matchup.
Start with questions. We'll go with Wes Rucker, followed by David Ubbin.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Wes, I don't know if you're freezing up, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, your audio. We'll come back to you. David?
Yeah, Jeremy, what's your personnel look like right now in terms of quarantine, or guys that are have had to go into quarantine or anything like that? And also, how do you feel right now in terms of just general preparedness compared to the last two season openers, considering the offseason you guys have had to deal with?
Well, one thing with this COVID and the contact tracing, we've really tried to be very transparent. You know, our medical staff has done a fantastic job, you know, just keeping everybody safe within our program. You know, and we have supreme confidence in Dr. Klink and Geronimo and everybody associated with our medical staff there. You know, when it comes to, you know, what our numbers will be for Saturday, I'm not sure that it's fair for the kids that are going to play to release that just from a competitive standpoint. So we're not going to release each week the exact numbers, but our team is working hard to be at our best on Saturday, and we'll continue to do that.
We'll go to Rick Russo, followed by Trey Wallace.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. From a personal standpoint, how excited are you for this week that it is finally here, game week, given everything that's happened this offseason? And for South Carolina, your thoughts on what you'll be facing this week? I know they named a quarterback, and it's not the guy who was there last year or who was playing last year. They're starting their transfer. So can you talk a little bit about that as you move forward through this week?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for our players, everybody in our organization that's worked really hard to get to this point. We've got to continue to create momentum as the week goes. You know, at the quarterback position, you know, Mike Bobo has always done a fantastic job coaching the quarterbacks. You know, he's a guy that's been in the system there for 5 years. This might be a sixth year. So he's a guy that's going to be very familiar. He's going to get them in and out of checks, keep them out of bad plays. So it's a guy that we've got to find a way to create confusion and try to possibly create some turnovers.
Trey?
Jeremy, have you been able to establish the number two spot at the quarterback position in the practices that you have, or is it still open-ended heading into the weekend?
Yeah, it's still open-ended headed into the weekend. We'll make a decision over the next couple of days and see who gives us the best opportunity. You know, with Harrison and Brian, both of those guys have missed practices, you know, for different reasons during fall camp. So JT has obviously had an opportunity to take more reps, but we're giving both of those guys a chance.
We'll go to Blake Topmeyer, followed by Brent Hubbs.
Yeah, Jeremy, have you been given any indication from the SEC or Greg Sankey whether they might rule on Cade Mays before this season opener? And I guess, how are you planning? Are you planning as if you might have him?
Well, we've got no indication as of yet. I'm sure that they will. It just makes too much sense not to. And we've planned all along for Cade to be able to play. You know, if you look at what went into the waiver process, it's pretty evident that the young man needs an opportunity to play, or deserves an opportunity to play.
Brent?
Yeah, Coach, what do you feel like you know about your football team as you get ready to play Saturday?
Well, I feel like we got really good leadership all over our team. You know, there's lots of unknowns until you go out there and play together. But, you know, I think there's a willingness there to fight and find a way. And it's something that we've got to continue to kind of develop that personality throughout the season. There's going to be adversity. There'll be adversity on Saturday, and we've got to be able to overcome it and find the answers.
We'll go to Teresa Walker, followed by David Pascal.
Yeah, Coach, how different is Garantano going into this opener than you've seen him? And how much does it help maybe having Jim Chaney as his coordinator now for a second season?
Well, the second go-around with an offensive coordinator for Jarrett, this will be the first time. So, you know, when you do the same thing over and over, it creates confidence. So, I would suspect that he's got to have a lot more confidence heading into this season as opposed to maybe the previous season, just because the terminology is the same, the people around him are the same. So, and I feel like that he's demonstrated that at practice.
Jeremy, several of your players last year called the opener an eye-opener and a learning experience. What did you learn personally from last year's opener, and has it helped you preparing for this Saturday?
Well, if you turn the ball over five times and only get one turnover, you're not going to win. That didn't matter if that was the opener or the last game. That's the bottom line. You can't make mental mistakes. You got to be able to get off the field on third down. You got to score touchdowns in the red area. You got to keep them from scoring touchdowns in the red area. So it's the same thing with every week.
We'll go to Mike Wilson, followed by Austin Price.
Yeah, Jeremy, on the quarterback position, is there an even greater importance on having a second and third even quarterback ready to play, given all the COVID and contact tracing? Like, is that more important than even in a normal year?
Well, you know, that's a position that the ball goes through their hand every snap. So, you know, being able to have a number two, a number three, is absolutely always important. So I don't think this season would be any different. And we've got to continue to grow and develop those guys behind Jarrett.
Austin?
Coach, talk to me about the fall camp that Ty Chandler's had. And, you know, what kind of impact has Jay Graham had on both he and Eric Gray and from things you've seen? And then, two, will you talk to your team going in to Saturday about how this will not feel like a normal road game with you know, 25% of the fans there versus 100%?
Well, you know, just starting with Ty and Eric, I think both of these guys have had good camps. Eric obviously missed some days during the camp, but, you know, Ty's been there the whole time, and, you know, you continue to see improvement. Those guys compete with each other, compete very hard every day. You know, so it's good to have both of those guys back there. They're good leaders for the other guys. And, you know, when you go on the road, it's one of the great tests in all of football in this conference is when you go on the road and play an SEC rival. So, you know, you have to be able to block out the noise. So if there's 100,000 people or there's 25,000 people, you have to be able to block it out and execute. And that's what we got to focus on doing.
We'll go to Gentry Estes, followed by Gustavo.
Yeah, Jeremy, you've called Mike Bobo a friend, and I know he is for Coach Friend as well. What do you most remember from going against Mike in practice every day at Georgia, and how much does that familiarity help you in prepping for a game like this?
Well, I mean, he's a competitor, you know, playing against him in college, coaching against him every day at practice, playing golf against him, shooting pool. I mean, he's a competitor, wants to win at everything that he does. You know, he's going to have a great game plan. His kids are going to play hard. They'll play together. So it'll be a challenge for us.
Gustavo.
Coach, I remember in a press conference 15 days ago, you're happy that we were not playing the opener back then. You know, you didn't feel the team were prepared. Do you feel the team is prepared right now to the opener this Saturday?
Compared to 10 days ago or 13 days ago?
December 5th, you're like kind of glad that you guys were not playing back then.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. We've got 50 more players that are able to play this Saturday than we had that Saturday.
We'll go to Patrick Brown, followed by Eric Kane.
Hey, Jeremy, a couple things. Carlin Filzami is not listed on the roster anymore. I was wondering if there was an update on him. And secondly, on your offensive line, how do you feel that group is settled in terms of starters? And what can be the expectations for that group going into the season?
Yeah, you know, Carlin graduated this summer, and he's setting out this year. He possibly may come back in January, but – we've yet to decide that yet, and when that time comes, we'll get together and decide that. But he's a guy that has done everything we ask him to do as a player since I've been here. Unfortunately, he's had some injuries that's kept him off the field, but has been a great student, role model, good teammate, and we would love to have him back for sure. With the offensive line, you know, we've worked lots of different lineups. A lot of that's been forced based off guys missing practice, which is good. Guys have had to play multiple spots. So we'll continue to work this week to figure out if we're playing five guys, six guys, 10 or eight or whatever, and what positions they're going to play.
Jeremy, how have the guys at outside linebacker progressed during camp, and are you expecting there to be a lot of guys play at that position on Saturday?
Well, you only get to travel 70 guys. So the 70 that you take, they need to be able to contribute, whether it's in special teams or on defense. And the guys that we travel, we'll play 70 guys on Saturday.
We'll go back to Blake Topmeyer, then Trey Wallace.
Jeremy, is there an area of this team where you feel best about, feel most confident in, and then conversely, what's the area that maybe you're most concerned about entering Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I have confidence in every position we have. Feel like our guys have worked hard. We've got good competition at every position. Is there some guys that's had a lot more practice time than others? Sure. Will that dictate how much they play? It possibly could, you know, because we don't want to put somebody in a situation that they're not ready for. But I have a lot of confidence in our team. Are we where we need to be right now? Absolutely not. We've got to continue to improve and get better, and that's the goal, to improve every week this year.
Trey.
Jeremy, you got some wide receivers back over the last 2 weeks. How have you seen them being able to react to Derek Guarantano, trying to get on the same page with them? Do you think they're up to speed heading into game week?
You know, we're getting there. You know, obviously, if you miss practice time, there's going to be a little bit of a timing element there. You know, we'll continue to work hard this week to create that. But I believe our guys have confidence in each other and trust. So we just got to keep giving them reps out there and so they can develop that.
Time for a couple more. We'll go to David Ubben, then Ben McKee.
Jeremy, how would you compare this year's freshman class to what you guys had last year? And Of those 70 guys that are going to travel and play, how many of those guys do you expect to be true freshmen?
Oh, David, I don't know the exact number. And, you know, so I felt like last year's class really contributed a lot, especially down the stretch. So it'll be the same this year. You know, one thing with freshmen, you don't want to put unrealistic expectations on them. There'll be some guys that will play very little in this game. That possibly might be the difference in the next seven games. You know, there's lots of things that have went on that they had no control over, you know, but there's no doubt you got to be able to practice to create confidence, not only in yourself, but in the coaching staff and the players around you. And unfortunately, we've had some of those young guys that's missed a lot of practice time. And that'll probably – at least for this game, probably be a contributing factor to how much they actually do play. Not as much about their ability, but the fact that they didn't get as much practice time. Maybe they needed to be prepared. So we're excited about this freshman class. We feel like a lot of these guys will contribute this year, and we'll see as the year goes.
Coach, a couple of weeks ago, you talked about the lack of physicality in the defensive front. Have you seen that group take a step forward since over the last week or two?
Well, that was a challenge. You know, it's something that if you're going to win in this league, you got to control the line of scrimmages on both sides of the ball. And it's not something that you wait to do on Saturdays. You know, you do it in August. You do it in spring ball. Something that you got to do every single day. So, we're not where we need to be there yet. Do we have the ability to get there? Sure we do. But we've got to create the mindset to get there.
We'll finish with Matthew Ray.
Jeremy, at the tight end position, have any of those guys started to separate and, you know, kind of make a move to be that starter going into week one for you?
Did you say the tight end position?
Yes.
Okay. You know, no, there's still three or four guys that we're working there. You know, we'll see it, you know, how this week goes. We'll obviously settle on somebody for the game, a one or two, but that's going to be a position that we're going to continue to challenge and to create competition. And that's a good thing because we've got competition there. So the guys continue to push each other.